ओम शांति। एक्चुअली द थीम आई वॉन्टेड टू प्रपोज वॉज नेक्स्ट स्टेप गॉड्स पावर, बट इट वॉज जस्ट सेट गॉड्स पावर बिकॉज देर इज फर्स्ट स्टेप एंड देन देर इज सेकेंड स्टेप और नेक्स्ट स्टेप। सो फॉर द फर्स्ट स्टेप और जस्ट टू स्टार्ट वी ऑलवेज से दैट वी हैव टू हैव soul's power, because when soul's power is complete then you start using God's power, but then also you can use soul's power and God's power combined. So this theme came in my mind looking at Dadi Janaki's present energy in terms of intensity, purity, speed, all that, but also in our Brahmin lives, whenever there are kind of some bundle of past karmic accounts come, and at that time how much is resolved and how much is conquered with the power of soul and with the power of God. And that's why when Baba mentions about practice of soul consciousness, we take it as if it's just meant for to be peaceful or to be pure. But actually, soul consciousness is what generates that power in the soul. And the word which is used is, we sometimes say, bodiless stage. And bodiless stage is that you get detached from body and then become aware of the self. So it's kind of charging or recharging which happens with this practice is very, very important. So soul has to be complete. Baba uses two words, complete and perfect. So perfection, but before perfection there, soul has to be complete. And for soul to become complete, it's important to have within soul all the powers. And remember that one of the themes which we had taken and became very popular for introspection was, and reflection was, in the month of February on soul's power, that we use a lot of mind's power, we use a lot of intellect power, but are we using soul's power? Because through our thoughts we are given direction, we are governed, and but then there is intellect. So their mind has that capacity, has power, and or whatever is within the soul is used by through the mind and intellect. But as much you go into silence, because silence is really what is increasing, and then it's through the silence that expression of power comes to. So in soul consciousness you're actually going beyond your thoughts, your intellect, your sanskars. So it's the soul then, it's not the mind, it's not the intellect. And since that awareness has increased in our Brahmin life, then going beyond our thoughts and our reasoning, that's like going into silence, has become very common practice. And when you go in silence, and then in silence, from that stage when you use your mind and use your intellect, it will be completely different quality. So I was, you know, once we were talking and with Brahmins that at present we are using lot of power of mind, lot of power of intellect, but we are not still using soul's power. So as much I go in silence, I am accumulating power, but also then when I am using or I am coming into my expression through my senses, I am coming from that stage of silence or power of soul. So how much energy you think we have accumulated and how much we are using, we find that tiredness, any for whether it's your efforts or in doing service, from where this tiredness is coming, because you are doing more than your power. But as much you keep increasing your power, then there won't be tiredness of any kind. Because tiredness internally also, like you have a limit or expectations and you say, I can't go beyond that. I have done enough for this soul. I have been keeping good wishes for 1 year, but I don't see any result. So that's where really that your tiredness is coming. So tiredness is not by doing, but tiredness is coming from your expectations maybe, or how you want to see things and they don't work. Recently, one of the change which I experienced in myself is very interesting, that before I would say, this should happen and I have to remember Baba so that this should happen. And now I say, I have to remember Baba and see what is going to happen. Anywhere I am in a situation or something, I never say, I want to see this happen. I always say, I have to remember Baba and see whatever happened will be best then for me to think, this is the right, this must happen. And it keeps you so happy and light. You know, like sometimes we definitely say, oh, I want to see this soul doing this, or I want to see situation like this. So what is happening that you are putting a condition there, and then you are remembering Baba to fulfill that condition, but you're not getting any power. But what one has to do is, I have to stay in Baba's remembrance and then see what happens. For small things, for big things. Or even to say, go to Baba and say, I really want this way, this should go this way. How do I know that's the best? How do I know that's what is in, accurately in drama? So one of the way also you go beyond your own projection of things in a particular way, whether it's for yourself, for individuals, for situations, and just say, let me be in Baba's remembrance, and then whatever will happen will be best. You see the difference? You are doing a program and you say, program should be like this, 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 this. You have planned in a particular way. Otherwise you say, let me stay in Baba's remembrance and then watch drama. It definitely will be very beautiful. You are so much at that time in a very loveful stage. But also what you have done at that time is you acquired power. But if you are only practicing for something to happen in a particular way, so you are using that power for whether making situation the way you want or changing situation. So when I noticed this change within few months, I started enjoying it so much, because if I am at airport and I am late and I say, oh Baba, I really want to make it for plane, I really want to get in. It's such a line for security. I don't remember Baba now that way, I just say, let me remember and I'm sure I will get it. If not, there must be some benefit in that. And that's where really I think that what happens, that your power increases. But because in our Brahmin life, we always connected success with the way we think the things should be. If project has to be like this, it goes, we see the success, But I think that if there is remembrance of Baba, and then we say, this is of course our plan, that's how we would want things to happen. But then in remembrance, when you are in remembrance, you will see better things happening. Some of the things you would have no clue could be done and could happen. We don't know which souls will be touched. These souls will become cooperative. So this way, in the sense of using and increasing the power of soul, and there is lot of percentage within that to become complete. Sometimes I see maybe 30% soul power is being used and 70% is still not. I mean, that can, we can look at our practice, how much we practice and how much that stage or power is. But other way also to see that when there is practice of soul consciousness, you start becoming, one is successful, but other one is also, like when Baba says, destroyer of obstacles or victorious or victory over matter. It has to come from the power, soul's power. Anytime there is anything, whether just go, just be detached, just be bodiless. Just for even half a minute, I'm not talking of 20 minutes bodiless day, that's lot. I'm talking of here even for 1 minute at that time, just be bodiless and see how the power comes. So first I want to just mention that how important to practice bodiless stage. And it's through the bodiless stage emerge the power of the soul and use the power of the soul. And that emerging at that time of the power means whatever power I needed, but also it start making soul powerful soul. One is what that he talked about, weaknesses, that's some separate thing. Here I am talking of generally you need that power at that time and you do not have that power. So through bodiless stage, that power will emerge. And when you will use that power, it will become your power. Even if it has emerged from bodiless stage, it has manifested from bodiless stage and then you use that power. And once you have used it, that becomes part of the soul. Soul becomes powerful. So I feel that for us Brahmins at this time, it's very important to see that, am I making myself complete? I'm not talking of course there are all powers, but I'm just saying, just soul as total power, in total capacity. It could be example of new moon and full moon, but that could be more from the light point of view. That's the example Baba gives, that you reach to a point where it's like new moon and now you have to become full moon, but that could be purity and light. But this is, I'm talking of power. But also, whenever, whatever percentage of power I have at this time, but because when I came to Baba, I do not have just personal commitment for transformation of life, but also I made commitment for Baba's task. And Baba's task will always need more power than the soul has. Always. So in Brahmin life, all the time, when you're saying yes to something, maybe you do not have that much power. And then you connect, you take power from Baba. Because you have said yes, so Baba has to help you, Baba has to give you power. That's one thing we should always remember, that if I am comfortably, conveniently doing what I can do, whether for efforts or service, you're not even using your own soul power. You don't need God's power. I can only manage this much, so I do it. I can't manage, I don't do it. So why should Baba come and help? Why he will give you power? You don't need power. But when it comes from your heart and you know that this should be done, or I should be like this, or this should be, you know, I should do, whether time-wise, sometimes money-wise, I want to do this for Baba. When there is this pure thought, and at that time you find that how Baba comes in our lives. And then whatever way you become instrument, after that He is not going to take away what He gave you at that time. And that's one thing, that means to start with, you are combining in the sense of, you know that you need to do more and you do not have power, but you still make yourself, honestly, yes, I will do it. Commit yourself. And that's where Baba start testing also, that how much you can take Baba's power. So it really starts with little in the beginning in Brahmin life. I have so many experiences where I knew that I can do it. And then I find, whether it comes from seniors and they say, no, you have to do it. I don't know anything about it. No, you can do it. You can always do it. I said, okay, if that's the blessing, I will do it. But I know that I do not have that power. And I immediately feel that how Baba at that time helps you to get that done. So we're not taking help from Baba just when we are in difficulty or to resolve situations. But we are taking now power from God, which will become soul's power, but for God's task. Because sometimes we mix lot into, when it comes to settling karmic accounts for little things, Baba, please help us, you know. That we do very much, you know, we are okay with that. But here I'm talking of, you really want to see God's power, then you have to see that, keep that, whether it's a ideal or an aim in your own life, personal life, or take on assignments which you know that is more than your capacity. And then you see how magic works, in the sense of that's where Baba's power comes. So the first step is really all the time attentive on bodiless stage, keep increasing the soul's power. And second, it combine it with taking power from Baba. But one stage will come in life when you have used both enough. In the sense of wherever you got help, you used it. Wherever you needed to be increasing power, you are doing it. But then my time might come that you have used, or you have just enough, whatever it is. And then you start seeing that it's just what you are doing actually, you will feel it's from just God's power. But one important thing to connect or to take God's power, that there should be nothing between soul and God. Anything, whether it's service, whether it's situation, karmic accounts, anything, nothing should be remembered in between when I am in soul consciousness and remembering Baba. So when we go to Baba, we sit with Baba, we remember Baba, when there is just pure remembrance and connection. Let's say you know, there is a way, because some like to converse with Baba. So you say, you go to Baba and say, I have this situation, I have this thing. But for many of us, especially for my life, because being trans-messenger, but then also, there are many different experiences. For me, I will just sit with Baba. I won't even tell Baba anything. Because I know that when I'm sitting, Baba knows what is the reason or if there is any particular thing. And then Baba will take care of that, or Baba will give me that strength, Baba will give me insight, and I will be able to do it. So for me, I never got into this thing of telling Baba all the time. But rather I immediately say, this is it, I have to just be with Baba. Take drishti from Baba. Go in front and sit. And then you see that how, that power which comes at that time. So whatever is missing in Brahmin lives really is because we always bring in something between soul and God. We always have something. But remembrance or connection should be when there is nothing in the mind. And as much you keep increasing that practice, that I go in front of Baba, then is there anything, any situation? When I am not in front of Baba, there is situation. But if I am in front of Baba, it becomes a common situation for me and Baba. So He takes care of it. You understand? When I am with Baba, and if there is a situation, so it's a common situation for both of us. But if I'm taking on, I'm not with Baba and then say, Baba, this is what I have to deal with, this is what I have. So Baba will say, okay, I give you power, you will deal, or you might have to deal on your own. But if I sit with Baba, now that is why so many practices, when we say be detached observer, go beyond, or just observe drama. All these points, all these practices are so that when I am sitting with Baba, when I'm thinking of Baba, there is no other thought in between. And that is total trust, that's total faith. I just need to go to Him. And if He says, is there anything you want to share? I share it not because it's my situation, but it's a news. No, when Dadi Gulzar brings messages, she says, Baba asks what's happening and I share the news. So you are only sharing news, there is nothing personal in that. So whenever we go to offer bhog to Baba, Baba, we do mention from where I have come for brought bhog, it's just sharing the news. That's something else. But to have any kind of, as I said, you know, still if there is any concern, any thought, any situation, and also sometimes we think so much about future. But every moment of present is what is going to help me with the next moment of future. But if I'm only thinking of future, then what's the future? If there is no present, there is no future. So first I have to see what it is at present. And based on that I know. One very, very simple thing, Baba has told us that, you know, I always see it until today, everything whatever has happened is so good. So whatever is going to happen next definitely has to be better. That should be the answer for everything for tomorrow. But if anyone has this thought, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know, I have this thing, maybe my body will not cooperate after 1 year. Maybe after 2-3 years I will not have this. How far are we thinking? After 2-3 years this will not be like this, or will it be like this? Immediately thought should come. It had been so good until this moment. So what will be the next moment? Will be better, no? So this way also your quality of thinking, when it's coming from that trust, not only that you're not thinking, but even if you're thinking, the quality is completely different. So whatever these sanskars, we're really spending a lot of time with sanskars. Instead of emerging the sanskars, original eternal sanskars, emerging my golden aged sanskar, emerging my sanskars, the part as world server or whatever role I have to play, we still get into a lot of our personal sanskars. And for that, one very good few years ago, we were talking in our CEO meeting and this thought came up that always remember that Baba's virtues, Baba's qualities are my qualities. So when I have God's virtues, I have God's qualities. Then I get assignment for God's task, and then I get God's powers. First I need God's qualities. This morning in Murli there was something on tolerance. That means there is a situation. And I said, I have to be peaceful. Whatever happens, not only in my mind, but whatever methods I'm going to use, I have to stay peaceful. Because what task I am instrument for is to create peace in the world. And if I'm instrument to create peace in the world, then how can I lose peace? So with God's qualities, reminding yourself of those qualities, thinking of yourself as an instrument for God's task, then comes in between God's powers. I remember that when I then 25 more years before I went to New York. It's a big city and it has its own complications. It has changed a lot now. So a lot of people, a lot of little situation happen and people will say, what about your security? What about? I said, it's just love and peace. Love and peace is what I am and love and peace I will work with. Whatever, even if it's a violent situation, whether it's any kind of confrontation, I have to use love and peace. So if I have to use love and peace, because that's what I'm instrument for, is to create love and peace in the world. So if I'm not loveful and peaceful, I'm not instrument to create love and peace. So when I remind myself, and then I immediately see Baba's power. So at least this much we should remind ourselves, that I have to use God's virtues. And God's virtues should become my virtues, because we are godly children. So one is what we call it powers through Raj Yoga. That's through our own practice. But God powers come through when you have this aim, that I have to use those virtues, I have to be, Baba's qualities should be my qualities. And whatever is Baba's task is my task, then whatever is Almighty's power will be my powers. You understand? If you do not keep those two combined, then you are doing with your intellectual capacity, you are doing it with your abilities and expertise and skills. Of course, all that is needed. But what is most needed in God's task is God's power. You know, what dadis have been able to accomplish is not because what skills they had, what expertise they had, but their ability to get God's power is so great that any task, they become instrument for it gets accomplished. So what I would say is that just think about it. Every time in my Brahmin life, remember that I have to use God's virtues. Brahma Baba was the example that when it came to patience and tolerance, and any time there is any situation, but Baba was embodiment of that virtue. So at least that much in Brahmin life, that will bring such a personal deep feeling of contentment also. Because my qualities and my weaknesses, so I'm going beyond now my qualities and my weaknesses, but I'm remembering I'm Baba's child, God's child, so I have to use God's virtues. I remember that it helps so much always. So this way also you think of Baba, you remember Baba, you stay close to Baba. And that's where yesterday when Baba said, first you claim inheritance, you use inheritance, and based on that you get blessings. So what is inheritance? Baba's qualities are his inheritance. No? But I have to use those qualities. So when Baba look at me that I am using all inheritance I have, then he start giving blessings. And now we say after blessings, the third thing you get is some gifts then. We say this one is a very gifted Brahmin. And then now time has come, we say we have to win an award. And last September 4th, Murali Baba was talking about getting an award, and that's like just win those colors. So the first thing is, for God's power there should not be anything between soul and God. Am I that free from thoughts? Do we have too many thoughts? How many of you feel you have lot of thoughts? Lot of thoughts? Sometimes I feel I run out of thoughts. You say, what more to think? What else to think? Because as much you have to think, you think, then it's over, no? Anything. If you really think sensibly that, let's say I have to do something or I have a situation. Okay, I think about it, I do my homework, and then I say, okay, I did it, and now I have to move on. I don't think again about that thing. It comes from your also self-respect. That means, you know, I have this glass. Every time I take it, it falls. Then I take it, then it falls. Then I take it, it falls. But I take it properly, I keep it, doesn't fall, so my job is over, no? Keep thinking also. One day one has to have this practice, which I have tried to put in, Lord, that honestly this much I can think about, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, I did it. And after that I don't need to think. I mean, this is something, like sometimes we do something and then we think it. So deeply within, if you start also working on, it's very beautiful feelings to, at least for a year or two, I have this nature that if I have to do something, I will think about it thoroughly. And after that, I can easily say, that's it. I thought, now I have to see what else, what more, but not keep thinking. And it's possible because there is such a freedom inside that you're not thinking because a pattern of thinking, or you have to think, or there is sanskar, or there is habit of thinking. Even if you have to do a task, of course it involves some thinking, but if you go into silence and then you start doing something, and then you see how creativity comes from there. For me, 1 minute of good silence gives me so many ideas, I say. It's like flooding has started happening. But if I'm just thinking what to do, then it's like you keep thinking. So this practice of silence will also help you. Go in silence, and then when you are thinking, you are so clear, you are so precise, you know this much is needed. Why should I think more? So rather, if I have to, I have 10 minutes, let's say, for thinking about something, I think 7 minutes and I say, let me spend 3 minutes in Baba's remembrance. For the same theme. And when I do it, I find that those 3 minutes of remembrance brings a result of more than what I have thought for 7 minutes. So sometimes I feel I need, you know, it's enough. I mean, I thought, that's it. So this habit of not thinking too much gives you a lot of space. There is a lot of space. Sometimes I find that Even we look very busy time-wise, we are doing this, this. But when I go inside, I find there is so much space. I can use more. And this happens because when you start trusting, when you start increasing your remembrance of Baba, when you have very, very positive answers from within. As soon as you get in, you know, like I recently, somebody came and said, this is this, this, you know, was telling a big thing. Yeah, actually, somebody had to take us in court for some reason. Something happened about some payments. It was some other center involved. So they call me and they keep telling this, this. So I just said, well, legal things are taken care in legal ways, but as far as I know, it's not a big thing. It's going to work out. It will be sorted out. And this is how it will be. So next day they said, oh, we gave you so much. I said, what? I had to think in that. I don't have to think anything. So when you're really working from that self-trust, working from that soul power, then there are not too many thoughts. Because then immediately you see the solution, you see the answer. And then others start trusting. They immediately say, oh, well, you said it, we know, we don't have to worry now. So we have to allow, you know, create this nature of not thinking too much. And good practice, like I'm thinking of Baba. Is any other thought coming in my mind? For 2-3 years I have paid attention and I know, why should there be any other thought between me and God? What is more important for me? To be with Baba or to think about something? And when I am with Baba, then I will think what is right and then it's over. So some kind of deeper changes are needed so that I can just feel that I'm more free, I have more power, I have... Always you feel that I have more than... more of everything. It should never be I have less, you know, I can't do this or it can't happen or... for everything. And that comes from, of course, using soul's power, but also how to take power from God. When little things come up and Brahmins bring certain issues, I immediately, Vindhari Janaki had been talking to us every night and she says, but where is Baba in my life? Because the way you start thinking, the way you start making it a big story or a big situation or whatever. Say, but where is Baba now? So we should have this, and that's called true surrender. True surrender also is that you're not struggling. Somebody said, how do I know I'm surrender? Said, when there is no struggle, you are surrender. But that's what happened, isn't it? When battle is on, surrender, it hasn't happened. So there shouldn't be any kind of struggle for anything. And if it happens, you surrender at that moment. Surrender is not 1 day or 1 year project. Surrender is every moment's thing. This has happened, this is happening, Baba, I come to you. That's surrender. And it's so easy, you know, you can stay so happy and so light. But maybe again there is this sanskar of struggle. Sanskar of feeling more responsible for something which, how much responsible you are. My experience is more responsibilities there are, less you feel responsible. 3 months before I still felt maybe a little responsible. Today I feel no responsibility. And I find it's increasing, this thing of what I'm responsible for. And that really comes from your knowing, you know, that kind of humility also comes, that how much really you can do. An unlimited, huge task as one individual, that's what I can offer to Baba. And whatever I can offer, I'm offering it in my best way. So this dignity in my efforts, this royalty in my effort, is also something very important. So surrender is a practice. Surrender is... like to stay carefree. Are we all carefree emperors? Is there anyone who has any worry here? I'm asking in this court of Brahma, is there, and do we have any worry? I don't have any worry. Is there anyone who has any worry? Say no, no, yes or no? So from today there is no worry, right? See, if you are worrying, you're not trusting. Worry is lack of trust when there is any kind of worry. So there is no worry, there is no concern. But of course there is an aim, so with aim I have to keep moving forward, I have some new assignments. But what is there to worry about? So we want to see all Brahmins worldwide, very carefree, very light. So that everyone says, but you all do so much, but it doesn't look like you're doing anything. And you look so fresh, everyone should look so fresh. And I say fresh in the sense people might, a lot of people think we don't do anything. No, it's like somebody goes in kitchen after 3 hours, come out of kitchen and there is no spot on the dress. And say, I just came out of kitchen. They say, doesn't look like that. You're not messy here. So such should be our stage now. And honestly, if you just say, I am going to stay carefree, God takes responsibility. But if I say, no, I will do it, I will make it do, Baba says, okay, do it. When you need me, I'm around. So one is, of course, think, say right thing, you know, do whatever you have it do. But burden, heaviness, extra thinking. For me, I have such a timetable, I immediately say, I have to think 3 minutes about something, I'm not going to give 4th minute. I rather, if I have extra 4th minute, I rather remember Baba. As soon as I find this is done, I have extra time. I rather remember Baba at that time for a situation instead of thinking about a situation. So that surrender quality, that trust, that connection with Baba where His powers overflow all the time. I think that's what He is waiting for us to be in that stage. So that He can just through each one of us reveal Himself. We think we have to reveal Baba. We don't realize that He has to reveal us, reveal through us. Who will reveal Baba? We will reveal or He will reveal Himself through us? It's a question, no? We're looking for a mic, right? And maybe we are the mics. We are always looking for somewhere else. And Baba is looking at me saying, but I want you to be mic. I say, no, I'm looking for a mic. And then we keep thinking this soul might be mic, that soul might. But maybe I am. It's not a question of ego, it's a question of being available in that stage so that God can use you at that moment. in a proper way. So how important it is at this time for each Brahmin to stay carefree, to be in remembrance, to be free from wasteful thoughts, so that Baba can reveal himself through me. So sometimes the focus has shifted. So we are so busy looking for mics. We plan so many programs, but I immediately say that, no, first I have to be the instrument and let Baba, even if I have to find mic, if it has to be through me, I have to be instrument for that mic. First I have to be instrument for Baba, and Baba through me will look for or find that instrument. How will I know who is mic? You understand? So, my feelings are sharing a lot of time. Dadi Janaki had been saying a lot of things to us is that what is most important at this time to have that stage. Mentally we are very light, but also a lot of good practices in between during day. Remembrance of Baba should become like any time. There is no fear. There is really nothing. Let me be with Baba. Create this habit. So you're not, some people said, denial. It's not denial. Too much thinking is not, or too much when you are thinking you can say, oh, I'm giving. No. Then you start seeing that power of God, the magic of God, and how He does. Once we were in Peace Village, and we have thousands of stories. It's quite a big place to run. Sometimes you can't even think of. Every day you get this news, that news. So one day they wanted to do something. It was a very big project. So I said, at this time, I don't know. I can sanction or say yes for this. But I know that it has to be done. So there were very big this electrical cables, very heavy ones, open, and they thought it's not very safe. So by the time we were removing, were thousands of dollars. And at that time, we didn't feel that that's the project we want to take. And after about 10 days, we saw a big truck coming in, and he said, and I said, what are these people doing here? Why they are here? So when we went to find out, they said, we have come to remove all these cables because they belong to the town, but we didn't have space, so we put it there. I can tell you so many stories, but if you are consumed by anything, you're not allowing God and drama to work. And it has become such, as I said, deep shift in me when I say, I don't want to see things like this, but I want to remember Baba and see what's going to happen. And that has, like the stress or little bit tension of seeing the result, seeing things this way, seeing things, very little tension which comes. But rather just say, okay, this is what it is. I have to remember Baba and then see drama. And accept it at that time because that's best. One thing, comparison, stress also comes from last time I did like this, this time I am doing this, that time was better. But this time is this time, you should be so fresh, whatever happened. But we always compare. So one change I brought in by not comparing ever, because last week was like this. Let's say if I travel from LaGuardia and one day somebody from JFK, I had to go. So everyone, but you never fly from there. So for a few minutes I say, that's true. But then I say, well, I am thinking from wherever I will fly, that's fine, no? Little things of how they should be, how they were there, why it was night. start causing little stress. Not necessary. This is how it is, this will be the best, this is how it will be. It's like a very, very positive, and that energy of that trust in Baba and Rama keeps us really, really very light and happy. So I don't know where we are at in three steps. Am I using soul's power? Am I working from soul's power, increasing soul's power? And secondly, am I combining Baba's help and soul's power? Or I have reached to a stage where I have used soul power and I know can only live on God's power. So that's where your stage of completeness and then perfection. In the sense of, let's say, battery can operate for 24 hours, its capacity or whatever, and it's used its capacity. But not I say, let me keep half of it and then I will use it right time, then Baba doesn't come in. I was sharing with someone that one thing which I appreciate with Ari Janki is her discipline. So when it comes to Amrit Vela, it's a discipline, not it's just kind of have to go with whatever. I remember her health certain times used to be so bad and she must be sitting there. It's like you carry yourself and put. Finally Baba has to bless her. Because you have used your maximum capacity to do it and you do not have more, from where it will come? Baba will give you, no? So whether in my personal efforts or for service, use full capacity of soul with the help of Baba, and final step comes where we just feel it's Baba's power, it's Baba who is making me do everything. And that creates lot of lightness. You do lot, but there's no ego. What credit I can take for anything? I always say, no credit I can give to myself for what? It's so much Baba makes happen, so much Baba can do. You just feel as a very humble instrument. And you say, yes Baba, if you want me to be instrument, I will be. But I know it's your task. So before we meet Baba, there has to be that total lightness. Determination still is a strong word for Brahmins. I feel there should be lightness now. And lot of surrendering, lot of trust. Both are very important qualities at this time to use, so that people in the world, when they are worried, concerned, all this, they look at us and they get light, they feel God's love and light from us. I think that's very important. So we will have meditation and just have this, go within and see, in soul consciousness, just be with Baba. And that's true silence. That's real silence. There's nothing for 20 minutes or so. We should not have any other thought for anything. Whether it's service, for efforts, for nothing. Just I as a soul with Baba. And then that practice should, as I said, do it as many times during day. And then you start seeing the difference in your stage. And also this whole thing of how Baba gives what Baba does through us. Just remind yourself that each one of us has been chosen by Baba. It's through Baba's thought and Baba's drishti. That I soul got this recognition. And as a soul, become complete. Complete with God sees each quality, each virtue. And that happens simply first creating the experience of merging into that experience as Baba, God, unlimited, like ocean. And I as a soul, a very simple, natural way take myself into depth of that ocean. I start with as a soul, a point of light, a very fortunate I go into the ocean of love. Baba's love. The rays of Baba's love. Touches the each part of the being. This love from Baba gives me the feelings of not just belonging, but self-trust. In Baba's presence, the love Baba's love only He's the one who loves the soul. Baba loves me and with this love Baba makes the soul very loveful And from this love, the love which emerges in my heart for Baba, and that's the love I share with all the souls of the world. It's not my love, it's God's love. Baba's care, Baba's nurturing. Only quality which is left now in the soul is just love. There is so much peace from this chest. And Baba is ocean of peace. Whether in the form of inner quietness, inner stillness, or harmony, there is tranquility. So this recognition of my own self as a being of peace, a peaceful being, the experience of great joy, happiness which is beyond the experience of physical senses, the happiness and joy, the super sense of joy. Sorrow and happiness are the experiences still takes us in senses, with the super senses join. Bestower. Baba bestows his inheritance. I just have to reclaim it. Baba has chosen me because soul has to become complete. It's only at confluence age. It's only once it happens that in presence of Baba I can become full and complete. Every moment I spend is to reclaim that completeness. So that Baba can use the soul as instrument whatever I have been able to accumulate. I want Baba to use that for the service. So that the task of creating the world of love, peace, becomes the reality. That we can use the power of purity, power of truth. Power of love. Because it's through these powers that God's task is accomplished. There is only one relationship I have, and that's with Baba. As a soul, I belong to him, and he belongs to me. I need to be full with these qualities so that God's love and light can shine, can be experienced through Baba's child. This pure remembrance of his soul and as a child where there is just I and Baba.